Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston, one of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands, they kiss. The women are on the top tier, they face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. Daytime. Gentle waves roll on shore. Frankie and Grace walk along the beach wrapped in a blanket.
Remember this morning when our lives were approaching normal?
Vaguely. I have a feeling I moved out of my house, had sex with Saul.
I still had a boyfriend. Wow, it was an eventful 10 hours.
Grace gives the blanket to Frankie.
When we're old, we have to pack a lot of shit into a day.
I want a martini.
You say that a lot.
I mean it a lot. Hey, wait, no, where are you going? You have to wash the sand off your feet first.
Oh, God, Grace, we have so much more to wash off than sand.
Well, let's start with the sand.
No, drought, drought. You use this for the sand.
Is that my baby powder?
It's our baby powder.
It's got my name on it.
So, stop writing your name on our baby powder. Oh,
hey. Make a wish.
Grace picks an eyelash.
Good idea.
From Frankie's cheek.
You too. Here, let me get one of your...
No. You pull one and the whole strip comes off. It's like pulling a thread. My whole face starts to unravel.
But I wanted you to have a wish too.
No, I'm fine. Ow!
Frankie plucks a chin hair.
Think of it as an eyelash that grows out of your chin.
Oh my God, it's huge! How long has that been there? How many times do I have to tell you? If you see something, say something.
I was going to. I wanted to, but I got attached to it. You look like a kitty.
Oh,
make a wish, mittens.
Frankie regards her lash, then blows it away. Grace does the same.
So what'd you wish for?
I wish for a baby smooth chin.
That's it?
Well, I couldn't think of anything else. I mean, you were sitting there with your lips all pursed over your finger. It was a lot of pressure.
Oh, what about that guy you were talking about? You know, the guy that you sort of, kind of, might have had a thing with? Bill? Will, Gil, Alan.
Phil. No, Phil Milstein is not my wish. He was something else, and that was a long time ago. How about you? What's your wish?
Well, I was hoping you would ask.
Frankie pops to her feet.
Grace, today, I wish to discover the real Frankie. The Frankie without Saul. I could be an entirely new person. Maybe my fingerprints will change again. Maybe my voice will lower. Hello, Grace. I've been working so...
That's my wish. No, only I shush.
Grace removes her fingers from Frankie's lips. Ed Roberts. Slowly, Saul walks to the front door. He gnaws on his lip. He exhales, and his shoulders droop. Packages sit on a small table by the door. Saul sets his keys in a tray on the table.
Robert?
More packages sit on the floor in the entry. Saul moves into the hall.
Robert?
Robert lies slumped on the kitchen table.
Oh, God! Robert!
You know what else I could be without Saul? Taller. And I will have a totally new fashion sense. I'm not dressing for him anymore.
No. I didn't realize you were dressing for anyone.
Don't enable him.
Oh, sweet Don't mother of him. Teenage Jesus, Don't it's him. Him. I'm not Don't jumping every him. Time he calls.
Do me a favor, will ya? Put that on vibrate?
Absolutely not. Then I might be inclined to enable him.
Grace takes Frankie's phone.
So she doesn't want to talk. Oh, okay, we'll be right there.
Not we who, not me.
Robert's had a heart attack.
Oh, come on. Wait, do you think Saul told Robert about, you know, before the candles, the bed sex?
I don't know, Frankie.
Do you think that's why Robert had the heart attack? Do you think I'm responsible?
I don't know, Frankie. But I'm the one that told Saul he was a schmuck if he didn't tell Robert.
Oh, wow. Well, you must feel horrible.
Grace looks quickly at Frankie, who gets in the car. At the hospital, Saul sits by Robert's bed. A nurse enters with a patient chart.
Excuse me, the man on this bed said he was very thirsty.
He can have ice chips.
When ice chips melt, they become water, so why can't he have water?
He can have ice chips.
It's like talking to your mother.
Grace walks in. Frankie remains by the door.
Oh, God. Robert.
Grace brushes Robert's white hair.
How is he?
They move away.
Stable.
How bad was it?
They don't know.
Well, what are they going to find out?
They have to do a test. He might need surgery.
Oh, good Lord. What happened?
I don't know. I walked in and he was face down on the kitchen table.
And you didn't say anything that could cause his face to land on the kitchen table?
No, I came home to tell him, but I never had a chance.
Grace? Is that you, sweetheart? You didn't have to come.
Of course I did. How you feeling?
I'm warm and fuzzy all over. It's like I just came out of the dryer.
Well, you're sedated.
And you're Frankie.
Mm. Hi, Robert.
There's nothing to be afraid of, love. Come in.
She'll be right there.
Frankie gestures no.
Grace.
Saul follows her into the hall.
He just saw you. You have to go in.
No, I don't think I can. He's an Irish lawyer, for God's sake. He's like a human lie detector. I can't go in there and face Gabe Matlock.
Robert asked for cats for dinner. You'll be fine if you just take it down a notch.
Now, you take it down a notch. You're not the boss of my notches.
Okay, take it to any notch you want.
You want me to go in there and lie for you?
This isn't for me. It's for Robert.
Okay.
In the room, Grace sits at the foot of the bed. She tips a small flask to her mouth. She hurriedly gets up and shields the flask behind her purse.
Hey, you. I'm here.
There she is. Honestly, you didn't even have to come.
Of course I did. Why wouldn't I come? What am I, a heartless monster with no moral compass?
Saul and Grace exchange a look.
Forgive me, I...
At the nurse's station.
It's Robert Hansen, not Robert Handsome. That's not a name for a person. He had a heart attack, if you can search by that.
The nurse frowns.
Okay, now you just typed in Bobbert. You did, that's what... Oh my God, Mallory, where the hell are you?
Right behind you.
Hi.
They hug.
How's Daddy? Does he need surgery? I
still haven't taken him down for the test.
Okay, so we can see him, right? If she ever gives us his room number.
Room 2284.
Not a people person, are you? I like that about you. Thank you.
The nurse shakes her head.
Seriously, you were in bed at 7:15? That's how boring married life is?
It was family-themed dinner. Tonight's like pajama night. It was... Never mind.
I'm sad.
Okay.
A handwritten sign is by the closed door of room 2285. R. Hansen.
You ready for this?
Nope.
Bree reaches for Miles' hand.
Where's Saul?
He went to get some ice for
what
you.
What time is it?
I'm so glad you're here.
Is he okay?
Grace hugs Bree and Mal.
He's getting ready for a test.
Hey.
Hi. Daddy?
Hi.
Are you okay? Can I get you anything?
Are you in pain?
I'm fine. I just want to get out of here.
I can't believe this happened. We were just at your house like an hour before.
No, it's nobody's fault. Stop blaming yourself.
Frankie, you need to find a way to calm down.
No, you're going to have to find a way to calm down about me not calming down.
What happened, Dad? Do you remember?
I was practicing my vows, then I was in an ambulance.
Girls, don't hover. He's got a rest.
Mom,
I know. They're going to find out what's wrong, and they're going to fix it. Goodness.
What?
You're a little meatier.
I may have gained a little weight.
Well, you can take it off easily. You've got my metabolism.
Did my mother just call my sister fat? It's just aside from my father almost dying, this is the best day of my life.
Look what I've got. There you are.
Hi, I'm here to take Mr. Handsome down for a heart catheterization.
Catheterization. And you need to know the last time he ate was 6 hours ago, not eight. Is that going to be a problem? And are there any potential risks involved with these tests? Hello?
Marcus Welby, you're talking to the orderly.
I know that. I'm just trying to get answers. You know, like, where are they going to put the line? In the groin or the wrist? Because the wrist is way more dangerous. Where is the doctor? Does anybody work here?
I'm sure she will be here soon. I'm sorry, Mrs. Welby.
Grace, ER doctor said they're going to put the tube through his groin.
Well, good. That's better.
Better for whom?
Don't worry, honey. It's going to be fine.
I'll give you $500, young man, if you get him to put the tube in my wrist.
Don't listen to
him. Don't pay any attention to him.
$600.
Come on, Trebs, let's walk with them. And we'll take little breaks so you don't get winded.
Are you okay?
Me? I'm fine. You're the one that...
No.
Grace swats Frankie's finger from her lips.
You're very Grace right now. I mean, there's a lot of Grace going on.
Well, that's better than lurking in the corner. I mean, somebody's got to be responsible.
Okay, I vote for you. Go do something. Be responsible.
I'm going to go get us coffee.
All right.
Calm down.
Oh, will you?
I'll ask if they'll put ice cream in it.
Grace walks on. Frankie smiles and uses the hand sanitizer in the hall. Coyote and Bud turn to find Saul and the orderly rolling Robert's bed. Mal and Bree round the corner behind them.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hi.
Robert, how are you?
They're going to put a tube in my groin.
I thought that he had a heart attack.
He's going for a test.
It's to see if he needs surgery.
Well, he's feisty. That's a good sign, right?
Yeah, if he's interviewing for a job as a girl reporter.
Whoa.
What?
You clean up nice.
What'd I do?
She was going on a date with
no one. No one named Barry.
Barry! The guy we met at the movie theater. The one that you're technically sexually harassing.
That's that one.
Ooh.
Code blue, room 2235.
Two doctors and a nurse hurry past them. Bud touches Mal's arm.
Hey, your dad's gonna be okay.
In a waiting room, Mal plucks Bree's eyebrows.
Any way you can do this without breathing into my mouth? Ow.
Saul turns from the gals to Frankie. She looks away. Bud feeds Coyote, who has a surgical mask over his eyes.
Nacho taco caliente.
How do you do that? You're like a useless machine.
Kids, go home. There's no reason to stay all night.
He's right. We'll call you if something happens, huh?
You heard the man. Let's hit it.
Frankie, I think we really need to process.
Boy, this could take a while. Go on.
I'll walk you down. Come on.
I love you, Mama.
Love you.
Good night.
Love you, Bud.
Saul moves to sit next to Frankie.
What?
It's just I haven't seen you since. I want to make sure we're... And on top of everything, I can't believe I was so stupid.
That's what you want to process, your stupidity?
It's just, I risked everything. What was I thinking? I really fucked up.
This was the fuck up. Not your 20-year affair. Not all the lies you told me. One night with a woman you spent 40 years with in the house where we raised our children. That's the fuck up?
Brows furrowed, he stares at her.
That's fucked up.
She walks away. In Robert's room, Robert stares off. Saul sits by the bed. Frankie plays the harmonica. Grace rearranges items on a cart.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Rossmore.
Hello.
You have the results of the tests?
Yes, I do. Are you Mrs. Hansen?
No, I'm his ex-wife, but I am the most competent person in the room.
So you must be the wife.
No, I'm his ex-wife, but that is not how I define myself.
I'm the one you talk to.
I need to stop guessing. I never get it anymore.
It's okay. Everyone here is family. Now, please, tell me what the test said.
We found some acute blockages in your arteries, and you're going to need a bypass.
A bypass?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I think it would be best if we did this as soon as possible, so we can probably get you into an OR in a few hours.
Oh, dear God. You're gonna have to open up my chest.
No, we're gonna do an endoscopic bypass, which has a much quicker recovery. We just go through the groin.
Why not? Everyone else has been up in there today.
So just hang in there, everybody. Hopefully it won't be too long.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can't believe this is happening.
You want me to rub your face?
You want me to tie her down so she won't rub your face?
That's very sweet of both of you, but what I'd really like right now is to be alone with Saul, please.
Saul glances quickly up at Frankie and Grace. Grace blows Robert a kiss.
They're going into my heart, Saul. They're not taking a route I would have preferred.
They're going to fix your heart.
Of course. But the truth is, we don't know what's going to happen in that operating room.
Stop. You have to go in with a positive attitude. Studies have shown.
Listen, I'm not afraid of dying. But I am afraid of dying before I get a chance to marry you. I've been waiting my whole life to be with you, and I can't bear the thought of never getting a chance to marry
you. We will get married, but you'll be fully recovered, and we'll have all our friends and family there.
I want to get married here, today, before the surgery.
We can't.
Why not?
What? I don't have my dress.
We already have the marriage license, and I'll bet there are plenty of chaplains around here.
I think your emotions are getting the better of you.
From a man who knows.
From a man who knows.
You're going to deny a man with a bad heart who's about to go under the knife? My heart may not be strong right now, but it knows what it wants, and that my love is you.
In the waiting room.
Fuck nuts!
And he wants to do it before the surgery.
Oh. If he wants to get married, let's get him married.
But without telling him what happened?
Yes. Is there a problem?
Yes, there's a problem when he finds out the truth and that I didn't tell him.
Talk about going through your groin.
I can't do it.
What? What can't you do, Saul?
A thing, nothing.
Is this about the surgery?
No, it's just a thing, a nothing thing.
A thing you can't tell us?
Yes.
Mom?
Robert wants to get married before the surgery, and Saul is refusing to do it.
Because of the thing.
What thing?
Legit, Saul, my father is having his heart stopped. If you know something that we need to know and you don't tell us right now, I will reach in and stop yours with my bare hands.
Saul sits, eyes wide and mouth open. He shrugs and closes his mouth.
Oh, cheese and rice. Kids, brace yourselves.
Frankie, I really don't think you should bring the kids into this.
Your father and I. Well, Saul to you two. But I think if he marries Robert, he would like it if you'd call him Dad.
Oh. What happened?
We slept together at the house. Robert does not know.
Saul looks up at the kids.
Whoa.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
You slept together? Heterosexually?
This is gonna sound weird coming from me, but that shows very poor judgment, Mom.
You're right. But it was great.
Oh.
No, not the sex. The sex was meh.
Stop.
But it was good because now there can be closure. Well, it was good for me. This one thinks he made a huge mistake.
Gigantic. So now there's a new secret.
Which is exactly why I shouldn't marry him right now.
Yeah, but what is he gonna think if you don't?
He doesn't need to know why yet. Couldn't I just tell him I couldn't find the marriage license or there were no chaplains?
Yeah, no, no. And stop making this about you. This is not about you anymore, Saul. He is sick.
I know.
The most important thing is to get him through this.
I know. I love him too.
Then marry him.
Okay. Although...
Stop it!
Okay.
All right. We have work to do. Our venue is not exactly ideal. We need some festive, cheery things. Mel, you take charge.
Why her?
I said cheery.
And you would find things that look like scrotum.
Follow me everywhere.
Why are you guys still standing here?
Okay. Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Go. Can you go home and get something to wear besides that Hawaiian shirt abomination?
And I'll grab the marriage license.
And we're gonna go get someone to officiate.
We will?
We will. Yeah, go. Come.
In a chaplain's office.
I really wish I could help you.
Well, don't wish to, Father.
I can't. I'm a Catholic priest. I just can't join two men in holy matrimony.
There's no, like, leeway, even with this new pope.
Yeah.
I mean, he really seems to be shaking shit up.
The priest looks from Frankie to Grace.
Oh, Christ.
In the hall.
We have to leave and change our names and numbers and get out of town, like, forever.
I have children.
I have a dog.
I have nothing.
I have a major urge to drink cough syrup.
Okay, can we just do the job we were assigned? Happy wedding decorations.
Okay, fatty.
Okay, would you stop? I'm not fat. I'm pregnant. With twins.
Whoa! Oh, nice!
Congratulations!
Yeah!
Great!
Yeah!
Amazing!
Bud hugs Mal.
Mal, are you crazy? You already have two kids. That's like four kids.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, can you please not say anything, not with everything going on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bree hugs Mal.
I can hardly get my arms around you.
So loving.
I got excited. I thought you might be fat.
Do you have any issues marrying two men?
No, of course not. I am in complete support of gay marriage.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Now, let's fill out some of this form so as not to have your loved one worry about anything but healing. And who are these two men?
Yeah, no. Let me handle it. Talk to me.
She likes to be in charge of answering questions.
Yeah, I do like that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's start with their Hebrew names.
The
Hebrew names.
Grace looks from Frankie to the rabbi and back. He nods.
Saul Bergstein. His Hebrew name is...
Shlomo.
Shlomo. And the other gentleman?
He's been circumcised.
I assumed. His name.
His Hebrew name.
Robert Hummel.
Okay, that's not a Hebrew name. That's not a name. He's not Jewish, is he?
Well, what does it matter? I mean, you said you'd married two men, and they're both men. Let's go, do this.
I'm so sorry. I don't do interfaith marriages.
Are you fucking kidding me? Why not? You're supposed to be so lefty and progressive.
Well, ma'am, I became a rabbi for...
I don't care why you became a rabbi. I care about you marrying our husbands.
I understand that this is a disappointment for you.
Yes, it is a disappointment. And you know why? Because you're being stubborn and unreasonable. And by the way, the Lord does not like stubborn and unreasonable.
Grace, take it down.
I understand you're having a hard time.
I am not having a hard time.
You are yelling at a rabbi.
Well, because there's a sick wasp upstairs that needs to marry the Jewish one.
In the hall.
I mean, it's not like I asked you to marry Jesus.
God, Grace, okay. Grace is so important to you. This man ruined your life. Why are you so eager to get him married?
Grace looks off.
I don't want him to die. When he first told me about Saul, I was so angry. I said, oh, it would have been easier if he died.
You actually said it.
Yeah.
I just thought it and felt guilty about that.
I'm scared for him, Frankie, and there's nothing I can do.
Yes, there is. We'll find a way to do this wedding.
How? I pissed off all the clergy people in this hospital.
Well, let's think about it then. We could find a patient who can help us. Maybe a judge who's having hernia surgery.
God, yeah, that'll be easy to find.
Okay, well, we could find someone online.
And you know who? You.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you're ordained.
No, by the internet. I don't even know that the Universal Life Church is a real thing. It could be a cult.
You married your cousin Donald, right, to his kidney donor? That was real? Come on, Frankie.
No, stop. I don't even want to go to their wedding. Why would I want to perform it?
Because you're the last option.
Grace, I can't even look Robert in the eye.
So look at Saul.
He's the whole reason I don't want to do it. I was at his last wedding.
Yeah, okay. Think about this. Maybe, just maybe, by giving this to Robert, you're gonna be making up for some of the wrong you did him. And maybe that'll help you get some of your power back, and it'll help you move forward.
Frankie's eyes dart.
Okay. I taught you well, Grace Hansen.
Right?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Bud carries balloons and Mal candy flowers.
Oh, bouquet that doubles as hors d'oeuvres. Nice.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I don't have the right incense, but I can't light a match around the oxygen anyway.
Saul steps from the room in a jacket and tie.
Robert wants to see you.
Me?
Yes, you, Grace.
Oh.
She sidles around Bree. Coyote pats Frankie. In bed, Robert wears a jacket.
How are you?
Honestly? I'm scared.
Yeah, I know.
Grace, if something should happen to me...
No, nothing's gonna happen to you.
Well, we don't know that, and there are a few things we should talk about.
No, we are not having this conversation.
Excuse me?
No, because you're not gonna die. And you know why? Because I am not gonna let you. You are not getting off the hook that easy, mister. First, I wasn't allowed to get angry with you because you're gay. Now I'm not allowed to because you're sick. And I have 40 years of anger built up. And it would be really shitty if you died before I get a chance to say everything that I need to say to you.
He nods.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good.
She pauses by the door.
Last year, when I said... I didn't mean it.
I know that.
She nods and walks out. In the hall by the waiting room, Bud pushes the bed. Robert holds the candy flowers. Blue fabric swags from four IV poles. Frankie stands with a sheer blue scarf around her neck. In a headband, she waves the sage bundle. Saul and Grace stand behind her. Frankie mouths, "For you," and hands Grace the sage, which she passes to Bree. Saul steps forward. Bree passes the sage to Mal. Coyote bumps a tray.
Hello, witnesses, beloved strangers. I'd like everyone to hum. A low hum. Now sway.
Saul smiles at Robert.
We are here to join my ex-husband with her ex-husband because they deeply and truly love each other. And as infuriating as that is...
Saul looks at Frankie.
It's surprisingly beautiful.
There you are. This is nice. It's time to go.
Don't touch that bed. Frankie, get moving. Speed it up.
I've got it. Just the meat. Robert, do you happily make the decision with an open heart?
Don't say open heart.
A full heart to join your lives, to fulfill your dreams, to embrace adventures and create memories together.
I most certainly do.
And do you, Saul, happily make the decision with a full heart to join your lives, to fulfill your dreams, to embrace adventures and create memories together?
Saul regards Frankie, then turns to Robert.
I do.
Okay, then. By the power vested in me, by the magic of the World Wide Web, I now pronounce you married.
Saul smiles, leans over, and kisses Robert's lips. Coyote strikes the gong. The other people in the waiting room applaud.
Now you can go.
Awesome.
Robert tosses the candy flowers
Dad.
To Bree. Saul takes Robert's hand. With Coyote and Bud, they process down the hall. On the back of the bed, just married. Cans drag along the floor. Saul looks back and mouths, "Thank you." Bree hands the candy flowers to Grace. Bree and Mal follow the bed. Grace sets the candy flowers aside.
You did good, Frankie.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you were strong.
I know.
And you didn't think you could. How'd you do it?
Well, I pushed my feelings down. I built a stone wall around them. Basically, I channeled you.
Well, you're welcome.
The two watch as the wedding party disappears through double doors.
Would you channel me a martini?
Probably can be arranged.
Arm in arm, Grace and Frankie walk down the hall. fade to black.
Night.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.